Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Has the extreme South Dakota winter weather killed off the emerald ash borers? How soon can we start planning for spring? Today, we welcome Eric Helland. He's owner and president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls. Eric, welcome. Thanks for being back.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Also with us, Dan Wegner. He is arborist for Landscape Garden Centers. Dan, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Very good to meet you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's what everybody is wondering is when we had these just ridiculously cold weather where school was shut down, did it take care of our emerald ash borer problem?
No.
Darn.
It's still here.
Why not?
Some of them could have been knocked out, kind of killed. I don't know. Dan, what do you think the chances?
You know, when we were just had the South Dakota Arborist Conference 2-3 weeks ago and that topic got brought up, It may be possible, but we need extensive cold for a long period of time.
Sure felt like it.
Right.
That
I
it
would
was
agree.
Extensive.
I would agree, but I think
the bugs,
we need...
Tell me about their life cycle.
Yeah, so basically what happens is they can come in via air. They usually end up landing in the tops of the trees, and they start infesting from there, and they work their way down. Usually when you see a tree that's infested, it will be, you know, that 2 to 3 year span, losing some foliage up top, and it just doesn't look healthy. From there, if it's not identified soon within that span, then it can deteriorate quickly and just die.
All right. So people, and Eric, you were here talking about what people should be doing already. I mean, last season, if you have ash, first of all, you need to find out if you have ash trees, right?
Yep. So the best thing to do is contact somebody like Dan, who is an arborist, and get in contact with him and kind of assess your situation and figure out if you want to save the tree or you want to treat the tree and save it and treat it, or if, you know what, let's just let it buck and just let it see what happens and then or take it out. So you kind of have a couple of different options. The best, and then the other thing that we really are pushing is that if you think about this, is the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is now.
Yeah.
Look at planting new trees now, and just removing the ash trees because it's a matter of time when those are going to all be gone or they're going to be infested, and then you just need to plan for that.
All right, which means we get to think about spring and planting season. So first of all, I really want to know how you become an arborist. And I also really want to know what happens at a South Dakota Arborist Convention.
We don't have that much time.
Yeah, that would take a while. I tell you what, just being in the field, number one, experience hands-on. You can also, you know, go to school for it. And I was able to do that. Went up South Dakota State, and I've been in the business in regards to just property maintenance for a long time. And then what I was able to do is come down and take a test. So able to have that arborist title behind my name. The conference itself, really, we network. We talk about what's going on in the state. And then what can we do to better the industry? And this is a great topic because we're all trying to help, you know, residents of Sioux Falls.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they see, and by a lot of people, I mean me, as a homeowner in the boulevard, you know, when I moved into my house, I really didn't give much thought to those trees in the sense that they're trees.
Right.
So, and that's not necessarily the best way to sort of figure out what's long-term going to happen on your property. Talk a little bit about planting and what, you know, if you are looking at replacing your ash trees, what sort of trees are you looking at putting in now?
Oh, yeah, so there's a city guideline that the city has that you can follow as far as the trees, but a lot of it is just comes down to diversity. Pick out the trees that you like that are going to fit within your boulevard if it's a very narrow one. Some cases they're asking you to plant the tree back into on the other side of the sidewalk, away from the street, because there's not enough room in between the sidewalk and the curb. So that might be something to consider. And then it's just looking at the same way that if you're going to pick out a tree for your backyard, it's where do you want the placement, look for the utilities, where do you want the shade to hit at the certain different times of the year, different times of the day, what do you want it to frame, as far as from a aesthetic standpoint, maybe you make sure you don't want to block certain views or just enhance them. That's where we really step in and kind of help everybody from everything is, do we need to remove the ash tree? Do we need to help you place another tree? Because most cases, you're not going to be able to put a tree right on top of the old ash tree because of all of the existing root system. So you're going to have to be, you know, 7 to 8 feet away minimum to stay away from those roots.
All right. So if you have ash trees in your boulevard, you might not have anything left then, realistically speaking.
Yep.
How do you treat, which might cause some people to want to treat them if that's your main shade. And some of those trees are pretty established.
Yep.
So how are we treating these, and when do we start planning for treating for the spring?
So we are treating them using an injection system. There's a couple of them out there on the market, but what we're able to do is come out, assess the tree, like Eric had mentioned, and then from that point, we definitely recommend an injection. Now, if we're going to do an injection treatment, again, it's based on the size and diameter of the tree. It takes anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. The nice part about our system, there's nothing left in the tree. We don't have any plugs. There's no plastic, no syringes, things like that. So that's great as it pertains to kids, pets, right, or just people walking down the street if we're talking boulevards, you know, pulling things out. So we definitely like the injection system that we utilize and highly recommend it.
All right. So people had it treated last. How long are we looking at treating these ash trees if you're trying to keep your tree? Is it every year you have to do it? Every 6 months you have to do it? What's the process?
With the injection treatment that we've got and the product that we're utilizing, it's every 2 years. I wish that I could say, you know, if you do it for every 2 years for the next 10 years, you'll be good. But that's not the case. That's not what they've seen. That's not what the studies have shown. But what we are recommending is when I meet with each resident, let's use that common sense approach. Let's build that health in the tree, you know, that first 6 years. So the first three treatments, very important. We ramp up that health, ramp up that immunity. And then let's look at it from a common sense approach. Do we have bugs in the area? Is it on our block? Is it on the other side of town? Where is it at? If we stop treatment completely, the tree is going to get it again. But if we can look at it and go, all right, maybe we can stretch this out to that 3 years, then we highly recommend doing that. Because then that also helps easier to budget for. So,
is there a sense, Eric, that the more people who participate, it helps the health of your neighbor's trees as well if you're just willing to go out and do this sort of thing?
Totally.
Is it like vaccination?
In other words,
you want the whole community to do it.
And, you know, the interesting thing about the ash tree is when it is infected and it's totally dead, is the tree becomes extremely dangerous. And that's the main thing, is you can come up to a tree, and if you, a lot of arborists or the guys that are cutting the trees down don't want to, they want to be at a distance, and you got to watch it, because even the vibration of the chainsaw can actually cause the tree to just break off big chunks. And then, so it becomes a very, it's interesting is how that tree dies, and it dies so fast, it's almost like freeze dried, and then it just all of a sudden becomes
defined
combustible.
Fast for a tree.
Well, depending on the size of the tree, and then how badly it's infested, and then what, if the tree is at a poor health. Just like a person, if it's healthy, you know, it takes longer. It can resist a few or last a little bit longer during the cold season. Whereas if it's weak already, then, you know, things happen faster.
All right. When do we start planning for this? I know people who are planning their gardens now.
Right.
When do you start planning for tree treatments and things that you're going to be doing in the spring?
You know, as it pertains to planning, you can call us right now. I can come out. We can make that assessment. We can look at it. We can look at the variables like Eric mentioned. Does it, you know, help the house shade-wise? Maybe it's saving on utilities, things like that. Making that assessment now and then providing that quote so you know when, if you move forward with that treatment. Right. When do we start treating? Right now, we're looking at that middle of May, Memorial Day. Okay. So foliage on the tree is needed, helps it transpire, helps that water to pull through. So that's what we're looking for, so we can get that equal treatment throughout the tree for ultimate protection. So,
for folks who are just plain fantasizing about spring and the fact that things are good, what kind of questions are you getting now? What are people getting geared up for?
So we just fired up our greenhouses, and so annuals are plotting, you know, with the seeds, it's going
to,
you know, start
all
those.
Just makes me want to pump my fist. Like, yes, the greenhouses are firing up.
Yep.
We'll get through this.
Yeah, we'll get to smell dirt again rather than snow.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things. It's just, it's very, very close to us. Within the next few weeks, more things will be starting to grow. And, you know, so, people start picking out their seeds, getting ready, getting very anxious because this is going to be a pretty long winter for everyone.
Right. And last winter was so long. I think that's part in the summer was not. So I think we're kind of on a, you know, a lot of people emotionally are just sort of waiting for a nice good.
Right.
Like, I don't remember last summer ever thinking, oh, it's hot, I can't wait. You know how you have that moment where you're exactly. like, oh, I'm okay with winter coming, because last summer it just seemed to go so fast that that it just didn't happen.
It was very short, yep.
Do you have any predictions? Yep. Are you getting predictions about what kind of this summer and spring it will be?
The best summer ever.
That's why I have like to, you. Yep, you can come back anytime. Yep. It's going to be the best summer ever.
Yep.
All right, so people are planting. Are they getting seeds in town? Do they order their seeds? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so seeds, they're just starting to kind of come into the garden centers right now. So, I mean, it's a little bit early to start growing anything, but usually it's picking. Seed catalogs are showing up in everybody's in their mail and stuff.
I'm getting teary-eyed right now. We have to go. It's like we have like 15 seconds left, but I really want it to be spring. So thanks for giving us a little breath of it. We'll smell dirt again soon.